The Small Business Rundown is the official podcast of the National Federation of Independent Business, the member-driven voice of small business. NFIB and our members advocate to keep America's small businesses strong and independent in Washington, D.C., all 50 states, and the nation's courts.
Welcome to the Small Business Rundown, your inside source for small business news and analysis in Washington, D.C. and state capitals. I'm Adam Temple, NFIB Senior Vice President of Advocacy, and on this very first episode of the Small Business Rundown, we're at the beginning of a new Congress with hundreds of senators and representatives here in Washington. They're only a few weeks into the next 2 years of legislating, and our guest today is the head of NFIB's Federal Government Relations team here at NFIB, Kevin Kuhlman. Kevin will discuss several laws and regulations small business owners should be eyeing in the years to come. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Adam. Happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. So, Kevin, we're a mere weeks into a new two-year session of Congress. You and your team have had a watchful eye on what's going on, and you've spent a fair amount of time with office holders and their staffs already. What are you seeing so far and that may be enlightening for those in the small business community?
Well, sure. As everyone knows, after the election, we now have a divided Congress in the 118th Congress. Mm-hmm. Democrats narrowly lead the Senate. Republicans narrowly lead the House. So overall, we expect more gridlock, an increase in regulatory activity from the administration as a result of the divided Congress, and we don't expect to see large pieces of legislation to be signed into law. Congress will have to act on certain must-pass pieces of legislation, such as funding the government at the end of the fiscal year and authorizing defense spending before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. They do these exercises every year. We expect the House will focus on heavy oversight of the administration and their commitment to America agenda. We expect the Senate will focus on federal judicial nominations and certain pieces of legislation left over from this past Congress, which could include paid leave mandates and health care priorities such as insulin costs. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the specific focus of NFIB, we're fighting on behalf of small business owners every year. We ask small business owners to submit their votes on a series of federal policy issues. It's known as our NFIB member ballot. And based on those responses, we develop a list of top small business legislative priorities that our advocacy will focus on. And we share that with federal legislators here in Washington, D.C.
And on what policy areas are our NFIB members asking us to focus on?
Well, broadly, the categories are taxes, labor and employment law, regulations, healthcare, and a competition agenda. More specifically, on the tax front, we're playing a little bit of offense and defense. We're going to push back on any proposed tax increases on small business owners, but we're also going to focus on trying to make important small business provisions permanent, such as the small business deduction. In fact, one of the first votes this Congress was a key vote, and that was in the House of Representatives. They voted to rescind a lot of the expanded IRS enforcement funding.
Right.
It's our first NFIB key vote of this Congress. On the labor front, we expect a whole bunch of regulations come our members' way. The National Labor Relations Board, the Department of Labor, the OSHA, we expect them to propose and finalize a bunch of new regulations this year. They want to limit the ability of business owners to utilize independent contractors. They want to redefine the joint employer definition. And we do expect them at some time this spring or summer to expand the definition of overtime for employees.
Yeah, and I know that we hear a lot from our members about their concerns related to regulations. What can you tell us more about that?
Well, we want to play a little bit of offense in addition to defense. We're also going to push for regulatory reform initiatives. We want the voice of small business to have a greater impact in the regulatory process. In addition, we have the Legal Center, which will challenge some of these overreaching regulations. And that's a powerful tool that few groups in Washington, D.C. have, but NFIB does possess that ability. Mm-hmm. So we're going to fight legislatively and on the regulatory front there, and we're not going to play just defense.
So, Kevin, healthcare is an issue that's often cited as one of the top problems for small businesses. It's getting more and more expensive. What can be done? What's on the horizon with regards to healthcare in this Congress?
I think you will hear a lot of noise on healthcare this Congress. Senator Bernie Sanders is now the chairman of the Health Committee in the Senate. I do expect him to hold hearings on Medicare for All, further legislation on drug price negotiations, In the House, I think they'll try to focus on expanding coverage options such as association health plans or individual coverage health reimbursement arrangements. I don't see the House and the Senate agreeing on anything, but they will go their own separate ways on their proposals that they view as the answers for health reform, health affordability, and I think they're setting up for the next election cycle, the 2024 election cycle there. But I do expect we will hear a lot about healthcare. I don't expect a lot of action in that regard.
Kevin, when it comes to big companies, small companies, there seems to be a disparity between the two. All part of the business community, but what's good for big is not always what's good for small. What big can absorb is not always what small can. On the competitive front, how is it that small businesses are going to be able to compete with their larger competitors moving forward?
One of our more recent legislative priorities is on the competition front, pushing back against bad behavior by larger businesses. This includes credit card competition on the processing side. This includes pushing back against large online marketplaces that self-preference their own products over small business sellers. So we'll continue in that regard and try to protect small businesses from unfair competition.
You and I both know the growth agenda is comprehensive, and we're talking a little bit about it today and some of the high points. But if people really want to dig into it and learn more about NFIB's growth agenda for the 118th Congress, where can they get that information?
I do appreciate the opportunity to share some of our legislative and regulatory priorities, but there are many more laid out in the growth agenda. This will be available on NFIB's website. We will be promoting this with offices on Capitol Hill and with the administration. And we look forward to continuing to share our members' perspectives on key legislative and regulatory priorities before members of Congress and the administration.
Well, it's a lot. Thank you, Kevin. You've given us a lot of great insights into the top policies for small businesses before Congress. And we really appreciate you being here at the beginning of a new Congress and for the very first episode of the Small Business Rundown. For listeners who'd like to read more about the small business growth agenda that Kevin referred to, you can find the link in today's show notes. And now I want to thank you, the listeners, for joining us for the Small Business Rundown. We'll be back every 2 weeks bringing you small business news and analysis from Washington, D.C. and state capitals, so you, whether you're a small business owner or a supporter of one, can continue to blaze a trail.
The Small Business Rundown is brought to you by NFIB, the voice of small business. You can find us at nfib.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.